Hey everyone, I'm Madonna Guy and this is David Scheel, naturopath, kinesiologist and holistic counselor
Hello.
specializing in family systems. So we want to talk about PTSD again because this morning I was having coffee with a good friend of mine and she's had the year from hell. And it's been really interesting, like chatting through a few of the things that she's been through in the last year. It impacts on relationships of people around you as well.
Oh, most certainly.
So she was telling me some misperceptions of friends of hers who have seen her as being distanced or mean girl or, and sometimes that's just simply putting up boundaries for the first time in a
Well,
relationship, and people don't like that.
it depends if, so with post-traumatic stress disorder, it's considered a type of anxiety and stress that comes from external stressor specifically. So it's not something that just happens in life like a regular part, but something that happens from an external source and therefore causes the trauma. And so things like
What's an example of an internal source then?
Well, an internal source would be general anxiety. It means that something specific happened, and there are always things around death, right? Around especially,
Always.
the first,
It could be around a car accident, or it could be around a divorce, or it
right?
could be around.
But let's go through that slowly. So, in the criteria, it's really important that it's like this because if somebody gets depressed just from general life. Or have these, because the types of symptoms are flashbacks or intrusive memories, or in other words, circular thinking. You can't get the thing off. Then isolating yourself, avoiding relationships, avoiding normal everyday activities, numbness, like you don't feel it. Hyper arousal, too excited, angry, over so. Too much arousal or under arousal. Like, ironically, it goes through both poles. You can be isolating or really angry. So it can be covert or it can be extroverted or introverted. And so these symptoms, if it's not recognized, so let's have an example of how it works. So it's usually around a death. So the reason that post-traumatic stress disorder was developed, it was because they hadn't found a solution for veterans. And before, in the diagnostic and statistical manuals we use in counseling, before 2013, the previous editions had it in the anxiety category. But the Veteran Association in the United States appealed and said, these people aren't people with mental problems. They're people that something bad happened to them. They experienced things that are very traumatic. Like in the case of a veteran, a service member, there's two things going on. One, they'll experience often people dying because part of war is killing people and also getting themselves in very stressful, dangerous situations. But the other part of the trauma is what you do as a reaction. Like, people forget the other part. It's like they're stressed from what they did as out of duty. Now, first line operators get this all the time because they're like, for example, police officers. They're dealing with things like suicides, and they're the first responders. And so often, police people, all frontline services, might end up without paramedics because you're witnessing these very often difficult scenes. And like for example, I've got a friend who's a police officer and he ex-police officer, and he's got these things where he attended suicides, and the things don't just go away. And when you talk with veterans, or because I've listened thousands of videos on veterans. And it's these one or two things that they remember often, and they get these flashbacks of this one thing that happened over and over and over again, and and their symptoms are often a lot more severe. Like they'll always sit closest to the nearest door. They do things like go around and lock their house 3 times a night. Their symptoms, with, but so the reason it's an ex so there's two things about it that exacerbate it. So when we're dealing with the basic thing, we're dealing with death. And so it's either direct experience of death or even hearing about death, right? And then it's extreme violence. So substantial violence, and that's it, witnessing or experiencing. There's another one too, but they're the main two categories. Now, the problem is where it gets difficult is that is that some traumas are more easily to express. Like, for example, so the trauma, like, for example, something like if you're in a place and a volcano erupts and one of your kids gets killed, right? With that, it's really easy to describe what happened. So,
Right.
oh, my kid got killed. And even though it's as tragic as anyone's kid, which is always sad, at least it's easy to say, right? It becomes a lot more difficult when the trauma is something you can't talk about. So there's something called disclosure difficulty. And so sometimes when things are embarrassing, like for example, victims of domestic violence, whether male or female, often they're too embarrassed to talk about it, especially if it's a guy who, say has been like just intimidated by his in-laws. Or same happens to girls and boys, but with men, it's very hard for them to talk about that because you're meant to be solid, you're meant to be all this, but you've been maybe abused for years and years and years. You've got the symptoms, but it's even hard to talk about it because everyone tells you, if you're dealing with narcissistic people, I'll tell you to shut up, get over it, all this, so you can't ever process it.
Well, yesterday I was watching MASH, and there was a guy who'd had his tuchus. He had a bullet in his butt. And so he was chatting to Hawkeye because he had to be lying face down. And he said, "Oh man, I can't sleep face down." He said, "This is so embarrassing. I have to go back, and people will say, 'Where'd you get shot?" He goes, "I can't tell them." And Hawkeye said, "Tell them you got shot in the derriere. Look them straight in the eye and tell them you got shot in the derriere."
And that's actually a helpful thing to help people disclose, because some other things, give an example, like with the veterans that went to Vietnam, right? Not only they suffered trauma, but they weren't allowed to talk about it when they got home. Because after it came out, it found that the government was really doing something really that wasn't that great. And they had to live with that, but they weren't allowed to talk about it
They got
because.
back and there were protests everywhere, and
But the problem was the government response, and it was worse in the US than here. But same here, because if you watch the Australian veteran videos, it's the same. They realised they thought they were doing duty for their country, and they came back and they realised they were part of something that they didn't even want to be involved in when they saw the unfairness and especially the civilian death. Like something like they estimate 3.5 million Vietnamese were killed, either civilians or like it was a lot. And because the other thing they say, some will say 600,000, another will say 3.5 million. So you kind of go, that's a lot of people killed. And there were 58 million Americans and only about maybe 800
I
Australians.
met someone yesterday who actually her brother went to Vietnam, and one of his jobs was mixing up the Agent Orange.
Right.
And they were told that it was safe and that it was a pesticide.
That's right. And so the compensation for that in the US only came about, I think, in 1980. Maybe Jimmy Carter made an allowance for the insecticide damage, but the problem is a lot of the,
Insecticide.
well, whatever you call it, it's a I know the technical name, but I can't think of that now. No, but the thing is, this is where it gets really difficult when you can't actually disclose the trauma because you're told your disclosure isn't true. So the people who are damaged from Agent Orange in Vietnam, told it was a safe thing, they couldn't actually get treatment because they were told it was safe, right? And that's actually like historically true. And also people who are traumatized in relationships or by covert narcissists, they actually find it very hard because they're scared to describe it. So the difficulty of disclosure makes the symptoms worse because you can't, like, for example, I know people who, for example, were hurt by the recent medical treatment for,
The jibbity jabs.
yeah, for the recent pandemic, and but they were told that it was safe, and so their symptoms weren't addressed, and they couldn't talk about it either, because and so the trauma couldn't be resolved, and that's the same as the Vietnam thing when people think, oh, I'm doing the right thing, and then suddenly you realise that you've got blood problems and heart problems from an insecticide that you're told was safe, right? Because I don't know, because they used a variety of things, so
Oh,
they used napalm.
orange was just one of them. There was a
Well,
whole jolly rainbow of
there's
them.
napalm, and
They also did chemical geoengineering, Operation Popeye.
all types of
So
things,
they used all sorts of
but
things
they just
like,
sprayed it directly on the treatment.
lead iodide and silver iodide and things to create monsoons
Right.
so that they just destroyed
Right,
the environment and
and
kept
so
the.
what we've got in Vietnam, because I watched a lot of history on this and a lot of interviews, is that we're talking about the Americans and Australians who went there, but the people themselves in Vietnam, they're like still having from the poison in the
Oh,
soil, deformed babies everywhere. I don't know if
absolutely.
you've
No,
been.
I've been there 10 years ago, and one of the first places we walked out of a hotel one morning, there was a cradle, so someone with a stroller, and there was a baby with a head about 60 centimeters long.
Right.
The
So
body
all
was
types.
maybe twice the length that, it
And
was
so what's
very
interesting about the
deformed.
Vietnamese people when you see them in interviews, how forgiving they are and how well they've dealt with it, with the trauma, because of the way their society is and the goodness of the people there. Because you see these interviews and the Vietnamese people who should be resentful of this, and the American veterans go over there, and they all hug each other and it's all forgiven on their side. And it's like, but they were the ones who had these chemicals and all types of things used against them. Admittedly, so I'm not saying it was all bad. Maybe there was a reason. But the way the veterans felt was they came home and they got spat on, even though they were joining for the country's service. Like, in Australia, the US and Koreans were there, but it was like
And same, you got these people who have been in Afghanistan and Iraq and Iran, and now we realize that was all part of the military industrial complex, and there was a whole other reason for all of that going on rather than what we were told.
Well,
So.
you'll see though that the veterans say it's improved a lot since then, and there's a lot more support now for the younger veterans, because there's been so many interviews. Like, there's been a lot of interviews of veterans, and you can see them, and you can see what their difficulties were. Their difficulties were when they came home and told they were murderers, when they were actually joined, and a lot of them were conscripted too. It wasn't even voluntary consensual service. And that's a fairly good metaphor for what happened since 2020, is that the people who are traumatized by the medical intervention have been told that they're liars and they're making it up and this and that. So it's very hard to resolve. And the people on the front line who are dealing with those, they've seen a lot more deaths than they normally see, as just most health practitioners will admit if they're honest. And so it's like, and they're the criteria for post-traumatic stress disorder. Not that everyone gets it. Like, resilient people don't get it, and people who are more vulnerable or who see more of it will get more of it.
From a kinesiology perspective, it's a reticular activating system that's really overworking when we've got PTSD, because that circular thinking happens because during the PTSD, all of the it's that rear of the brain, the area that stores our survival patterns, our the RAS is the part of the brain that is up and running and trying to sort out stuff while we sleep.
Yeah, sure.
So when we
So
have dreams and nightmares and that
that's
sort of
happening
thing.
biologically, but what's happening in terms of what we do with this counselling is that people often haven't been validated, right? And it's when the invalidation happens that the trauma gets worse. And that's what happened to the veterans. They thought they were doing something noble, doing it for the country, and they came home and got spat on and were called baby killers, a lot of them.
Like Forrest Gump.
Well, the funny, if you see, there was a real veteran that he was named off, and you see the real person. There's a because he got a silver star, and you can see the original person who shook hands with because you see it in the movie, but they show you the video of the original Forrest Gump guy who had a different name. No, but see, it's the and see this comes out of the problem with not being able to express it comes out of the betrayal trauma thing. And betrayal trauma is when you've had your trust violated. So you go to do something noble, and then you get harmed, and then they tell you, no, you're okay, right? And that happened both in the war, and it happened during the pandemic, that people were harmed who were saying, oh, we don't know what we can do about that. And because there wasn't anything for it, we all ended up with, well, I certainly ended up with relatives who got really hurt. But then there was no validation for it. And not only that, the people who were pro the medication seemed to want to push that down so that people couldn't be validated.
Well, an example with
And
a couple of
when you're counseling, just say, but when you're counseling, the main thing you're doing is giving support and validation to people for especially for their feelings.
Yeah. So I've got two families that I know where there was a really badly injured people by the jibbity jab. In one family, she actually asked for donations because she did not know how she was going to live. She hasn't been able to work. She has now has no immune system. So even though I hate masks with a passion, she has to walk out into the world with masks, you know, so that because she can catch anything and die at any stage. She's
Her
had like
immune system.
six lots of anaphylaxis in the last 6 months.
Right.
So she always has to have two EpiPens on her at all times. And she pretty much lives in a van because it's a state, a space where she has some control over the cleanliness, you know, and the and again, she has no money. She hasn't worked for 3 years. She's got politicians who are rooting for her and trying to get her some finance. But of course they've shut all that off. You know, so then you can't get into the medical system if the doctors don't agree that what you're, she's got professors who are saying yes, but the way the system works, it is not aimed at helping these people. And another family member, another person I know, her entire family, there are about six of them, they pushed and pushed and pushed her to take more and more pharmaceuticals. Each one was more damaging than the
Well,
last.
wasn't one of the Australian senators, they finally got a vaccine injury and got, but still it got closed down. One
Yeah,
of,
so she was the head of the AMA. She's the reason that.
ironically, and she got a vaccine injury, is that what she
Yeah.
got? And so the head, she was the head, really, she was the
She
head.
was the head of the AMA. She's the reason there's no health fund rebates for naturopathy these days.
Was she the one who,
Oh,
was
she's the
she the
one.
one who got naturopaths off the yellow?
Absolutely.
And that's,
17 natural. Yep, she
but
did it. That was a 10-year
when
fight.
she got the vaccine injury, what did she say? Or her partner
Oh,
as
well, of
well.
course they said we're not anti-vaxxers and blah, blah, blah. They say the usual bullshit they say.
But the difficulty here is that someone, if someone sustains a injury, either emotional or physical, from an external stressor, and an external stressor is something that's been provided to you, and if that's invalidated, it's very hard to get over the PTSD. And when we live in a society that's very similar to the conditions in when our service members were going to Vietnam and they came home and were just told to shut up. That's because you listen to the videos, they were told to shut up and not talk about it.
Yeah.
And one of the main things about abusive people, when they go to complain to their abuser about it, it's like, shut up and don't talk about it. First
Yeah.
thing, shut you down. But the most thing about counselling, and especially if you go see a counsellor, you'll get a well-trained empathetic ear to be validated, because the feelings are always valid, even if the circumstances might, you know, because they get pretty, because when you get hurt, everything rushes and it all gets pretty blurry and it's hard to work out what's clear in your own mind,
Yes.
which is why journaling's good, so you can clarify everything, get it down, get it out somehow. Not the other thing about trauma is only get it out, like you've got a right to be quiet. Do you know what I mean? Because some people won't need to like isolate themselves just to stop all the noise, so that, but when you're ready, you want to talk about it, you want to be able to be validated, because and you don't need advice necessarily, you need validation, because the founder of modern counseling, Carl Rogers, he said, when someone comes to me to see me as a counselor, he goes, you can guarantee they don't need advice, because by the time they get to me, they've had advice from their family members, from their friends, from their relatives, from their colleagues, from their
Doctors.
doctors, from their wives, and maybe even their lawyers. And he goes, but none of them could solve the problem with advice, because that's what they, not what they really needed. They needed to be, need to be validated, and then find a way to
Yeah.
get out of this terrible trap. Because post-traumatic stress disorder, if it's not dealt with, can become a lifelong event. And you can, I've got friends who are veterans, and you know, it doesn't go away easily.
Yeah.
Once it's in, it's hard to get out and manage. Although they found, you know, with this particularly in counseling theory, Bessel van der Kolk has showed that yoga can be all the different, because yoga is not one thing. It's not just mindfulness. It's not, but trauma-informed yoga can start to really help those symptoms come down. And they did studies with trauma-resistant post-traumatic stress disorder women. And the one
Yeah.
study with 100 working with yoga therapy, and they got amazing results that actually can keep people out of hospital. They can self-regulate so
Yeah.
well, if they, if they stick to it.
Yeah.
But that's only one option. There's all sorts of things, like, you know.
Oh, look, kinesiology and the bioresonance and the PEMF and AO hub, and you know, there's lots of options. Microcurrent. I remember once I had a lady on the table with PTSD, and I can't remember what the PTSD was about, but a hub. Oh, yes, I do. there was abuse as a child, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, and so she was on the table with her hubby in the room. And by the end of the session of microcurrent, she had processed things so much that we booked her in for a second session, but it was all clear. So sometimes.
Because sometimes it can, like some if it's a one-off trauma, some treatments are very effective, like EDMR for one-off. But a lot of trauma is like ongoing. Like, for example, if you're in a narcissistic relationship, they don't hurt you once. It's this constant variety of behavioral
Yeah,
things.
and these people who have been pharmaceutically damaged, it's constant because each time they try to get support, they're told to,
Well, and the problem with that is that so. I'll just read from my little notes here. Betrayal. Oh, it's got bet oh, betrayal trauma, right? That's one of the symptoms if it can't be resolved, and it can lead to problems in your relationships with your partners, with your kids, because it affects attachment issues and self. And so, betrayal blindness is that when we no longer we just let the people get away with it. Do you know what I mean? Because that came from families. Like in families, there's a certain amount of betrayal that you've got to put up with just for everyone to get on. And that's okay in normal families, but in abusive families, it's uncool, right? And this blindness, so you get blind to the negative side just to live, so you don't get a holistic view. And so let's have a look at the recoveries, like acknowledge the betrayal. Now the problem is here is if it's the government, like in the case of Vietnam, they won't acknowledge the betrayal, and because everybody watches the news and they kind of align with what everyone thinks. They didn't get their betrayal acknowledged for like some of them 30 or 40 years when the VA came around and started to support them. They also can't process their emotions. It's very hard to process your emotions if you're invalidated from a real experience you had and told, oh, you're exaggerating it. You're like, getting professional support. That's really important because there's so many ways that PTSD can be dealt with. And at least psychoeducation, understanding what the criteria are and how it works. Like, the AI is so good, you can type in what, and you'll get a really good list to at least educate yourself on, oh, right, that, I've got that. And PTSD is a list, a symptom list, and at least you can get a thing, I've got that symptom, oh, I can't sleep. And you go through, oh, I'm really stressed, like I wasn't. And then you can begin to explain it to people better. Right, because part of the thing is when you're trying to explain emotions, they're all swirling around, our thoughts are going around, and you're not really, because when you say your thoughts to a counselor or a friend and they reflect it back, you kind of hear it for the first time. Same as with your journal, you're actually seeing it for the first time. So boundaries are the.
Whereas when you're saying it to your partner all the time, they're sick of hearing it.
Well,
Or they're so they're exhausted by that
Because when you're
trauma
sick for a
as
long time,
well.
the people who are looking after you can get carer fatigue. And so you've got that, mixing up the mist, and that can be a boundary problem, right? Because you're complaining to the same person all the time and they can't help you anymore. And you really know it, need to talk to someone who can hold it better. And then practicing self-care. There's a big list, it's become really good in counseling. There's so much online on how to. Start to regulate those dysregulated emotions, whether they're blocking out or excessive emotions. But it's even more difficult when you're told that the traumatic response is invalid, which is
Absolutely.
happening in the current situation, just like the Vietnam metaphor. And it was really sad when you see these big, strong guys crying, and they weren't helped. It's a really sad thing. And we've had a similar thing happen with, governments make mistakes, and sometimes they make something unsafe that they tell everyone's safe, and later on you go, oh, and then you've got a large, so like because of the veterans, it's a large social problem that's very expensive, and they don't recover that. Some don't go back to work. A lot of, like, I know Australian veterans, I've got some relatives, and two that I know are on full pensions, right? But they can still work, but they get that full. And that wasn't there before, and it's a very expensive operation maintaining the veterans sometimes. But we've got, but in the during the pandemic, what people did with for their country was follow the advice. But anyone on the front line knows that there's people who got hurt and need support. And it's happened with people around me. I'm still supporting some of the injured people I know personally. And you don't know what's going to happen. I mean, these things resolve, but people, because People who are
Well, the problem is
treating
it's.
people, they're like, there's people who aren't getting better in the same way as,
Yeah. Like this has
because,
been the ex biggest experiment on the planet
well,
thus far
whatever,
with
how can
pharmaceuticals, you
it's
know?
like the it's very difficult to treat the physical symptoms if you've got betrayal trauma and post-traumatic stress disorder in the mix,
Yeah.
because it means that you can't even admit. It's hard to even admit, oh, I got a vaccine injury. Oh, it was safe. It's like, well, that's actually not
Yeah, but
helpful.
no, but people are still saying that. I was literally at a meeting yesterday morning and someone had had her booster the day before, and my heart just sunk. I'm like, okay, so people are
But
still.
that's a social thing. And it happens with anything that's intense, right? So there's areas I don't want to talk about particularly where things really intense in the world happen. If you try to talk about it to anyone, they're just, I don't want to go there. People don't want to go into intensity, right? So you need to get someone who's qualified to deal with the intensity so you can get it all out and start to move it and try to get back to normal the best as possible. With this, when there's an unfair thing happened, you've got betrayal and post-traumatic stress disorder working
Yeah.
together, and those things create a complex type of complex trauma, as we see in childhood abuse in the adult population.
Yeah.
And that's a very sad thing, because as adults we've got so many resources, and when you see people so strung out, you're kind of like, do you know what I mean? It's
Yeah. So a little bit of an overview of PTSD.
well, people who
People
experience,
are going through stuff. And a
but
lot of these
they
people.
always do, like we see the Vietnam experience. It happens in society periodically where the government wants to do something and no one's thinking, and you go in and then everyone's sick later, and it's like, and like with the veterans, it took them 20 years to start to do something, right? They just left them
Yeah.
until, because they didn't have any, they actually, psychology didn't have any treatment for them. And discovering the parameters of post-traumatic stress disorder, like, they only worked out it as an external stressor in 2013, right? So it's like a really new thing even, but because there's so much knowledge about it, you can work out how to reverse your engineer your way back to good health in good circumstances.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Hey.
Awesome. Hope that was helpful.
Huh?
And send us any comments, questions, queries, and
And if you need, come in and get some treatment, get some
awesome.
help.
We'll have our deets below.
All
Have a
right.
good one.
Thank you.